So if you're coming from the French education system, landing in a U.S. school district feels less like a slight change and more like...
Like entering a completely different ecosystem. I mean, it's...
Yeah, exactly. We're not just talking about the language barrier here. We are talking about a massive shift from that centralized academic model to...
Just something that honestly looks a lot like chaos to the uninitiated.
Oh, totally chaos.
Yeah.
And, understanding that chaos is basically your first job. Today, we're doing a deep dive to help you decode the American school day.
Right, we're pulling from a guide called Navigating the American Classroom and a really candid interview transcript with a current U.S. student.
So the goal here isn't just to read off the rules to you. It's to help you, a future au pair, survive the drop-offs, the culture shock, and all that endless driving.
And the biggest shock the guide points out right away is the curriculum structure. I mean, you are used to a very rigid track.
Yes, whereas American high schools operate much more on this sort of choose-your-own-adventure model.
Exactly. It's the difference between a set menu and a buffet. In France, the Ministry of Education dictates it all. It's uniform everywhere.
Right, but in the U.S., it's the Wild West. Every state, or even every specific district, sets its own rules.
Yeah, they definitely have core math and English, but the sources really highlight the massive emphasis on
Like
electives.
woodworking or robotics or psychology.
Right, it's less rigid and it allows for a lot more personal expression. They're trying to build a personality, not just a scholar.
Which completely changes the classroom dynamic, too. In the French system, silence and listening are golden, but in the US.
In the US, participation is a major metric. If a kid doesn't speak up or offer an opinion, their grade actually suffers.
Even though the relationships with teachers are still respectful, like using Mr. or Miss Grept, they're definitely less formal.
Yeah, and that's a key insight for when you're helping them with homework. You can't just ask, "Did you memorize the lesson?"
Right, you have to ask, what do you actually think about the lesson? It's a totally different way to support them.
And that support really spills over into the logistics, which is where your real work begins. Let's talk about that schedule gap.
Oh, the timing twist.
Yeah.
Yeah, American schools start aggressively early, often around 7:30 a.m.
Which is brutal. But then the final bell rings super early, too, like 2:30 or 3:00 p.m.
Leaving this huge window between school ending and the parents getting home from work.
That is your domain. That gap is the au pair's primary responsibility zone.
But wait, before we even get to the afternoon, we have to talk about the midday shock, which is...
Lunch. Oh, yeah, the interview transcript was really clear on this. In France, lunch is a balanced sit-down event.
But in U.S. cafeterias, it's a 30-minute pit stop maximum, often serving things like pizza or nuggets.
Right, which means many health-conscious parents will have you step in as the executive lunch packer.
So you aren't preparing a huge meal. You are just tactically assembling sandwiches and fruit that a kid can inhale in 10 minutes.
Because they are going to need that fuel for what happens after 3:00 p.m. The sources describe American schools as community hubs.
Right, the school is basically the identity of the town. We're talking mascots, pep rallies, the whole spirit thing.
Exactly. Unlike France, where you'd go to a private club outside of school if you wanted to play soccer.
In the U.S., you play for the school. The school organizes all the sports and clubs.
Which explains all the driving. You aren't just a guardian, you are the logistics manager for this whole extracurricular ecosystem.
You're the one driving to practice, waiting around during drama rehearsals, attending the Friday night games.
And the guide makes a really strong point here. This isn't just playtime. American universities look at the whole child.
So being the captain of the soccer team is almost as valuable as the grades themselves.
Speaking of grades, that is another huge adjustment. The old 0 to 20 scale you grew up with is gone.
Totally gone. Replaced by the A through F letter system and the GPA, or grade point average, on a 0 to 4 scale.
Right, but the nuance here is that parents are managing a portfolio because of that well-rounded pressure.
They want the A in math, sure, but they care deeply about.
The metrics from the school play or the track team for a college prep.
Exactly. So the pressure feels different. It's an intensity of engagement, not just academics.
Meaning you are managing an exhausted kid. Between the early start, the participation, and the sports, they're running a marathon.
Which reframes your job completely. You are the energetic support system for this high-performance lifestyle, defined by flexibility and heavy involvement.
It's a lot to take in, which brings up a fascinating question for you to chew on before you pack your bags.
Right. If the American system prioritizes participation in extracurriculars almost as much as grades.
How might that change the way you encourage and praise the children you look after compared to how you were raised?
Something to think about while you get ready for this adventure. Good luck with the move, And thanks for joining us on this deep dive.